All right. Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, connect with Mill Housing Network online at millhousingnetwork.com. Or you can also check us out on Facebook at Mill Housing Network. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse, author, and employment specialist, intern facilitator with Mount Carmel. You've got the longest title with so many accomplishments, Miss Janet Farley.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I am super excited about this interview because I met Janet last year, and I'm thrilled to talk with her today. She is an advocate for financial literacy among military spouses and has written 10 books. She is my hero. And has most recently, one of your most recent books was Military Transition and Military Life 101. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we're going to talk about that today.
Awesome.
Yay. Okay, and in addition to what you're doing with Mount Carmel, because that's directly impacting the military spouse community here locally in Colorado.
Yes, it is. I'm happy to talk about that.
Yay. Okay. So, Miss Janet, welcome. And thank you for being a guest. So, let's get started. And before we dive into the meat of things, I want to learn more about your personal military life journey. Mm-hmm. So, how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
Well, I was along for the active duty ride for 20 years. My soldier retired from the Army after 22 years.
Thank you guys for your service.
Thank you. I'm very grateful for his service, too. We PCS'd 8 times together, and I think we were lucky enough to spend most of our time in Germany, which, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't be a hater.
Yeah. When I met Janet, she had just come from Germany, and I was just, oh, how long were you there? Oh, my goodness. How much schnitzel did you eat?
Way too much. Trust me on that one. Way too much.
That's awesome. So over 8 years in Germany.
Actually, a total of 25 years in Germany.
Stop it!
Yeah, no, not all at one time. The last route was 12 years. He was in active duty the whole time. We had different, you know, what you find when you transition is you have different chapters and different lifetimes. So we were active duty there a long time. Actually, we were dating there for a while. Then we were active duty together with him being, you know, in the service. And then it was federal and contractor, and then back to America.
Okay, so you must speak some German.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So how has the military life impacted your career? And given that you spent so much time overseas, mm-hmm. I'm interested to hear.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. And there are so many different answers I could give you. It all depends on exactly where we were stationed. Because while we were overseas for a long time, we were also stateside. And, you know, trying to string all that together in some cohesive plan, as many military spouses know, is just like darn near impossible. So I'd say it'd have to depend on where we were. But overall, I'd have to say that it was a huge challenge. And it's probably the one reason that this is my career field now, is because I was so frustrated at the challenges that I had to face as a younger military spouse trying to find a job. Mm-hmm. So much like some other superheroes I know, you know, when things don't quite work out the way you want them to, you think, okay, we're going to throw that rule book away and just do what works for us.
Yeah. So absolutely. And well, you've really, you know, taken your knowledge and put it into 10 books, really, mm-hmm. of the military journey, which is super exciting. And I'm excited to hear more about why you decided to become an author. And I think mm-hmm. you touched on my question about how being overseas impacted your career.
Sure.
So why? Why becoming an author?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had something I wanted to say, mm-hmm. right? And the best way to do it, you know, at the time that I wanted to do it was in a book. You know, I also do a lot of freelance writing. So that's another way. It's just when you have something you feel like you need to say and something you feel like can help other people, you know, you mm-hmm. find your answer. And that's always been mine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and we're thankful for that because I know your book has helped a lot of military families.
I hope so.
Books, plural, because it is not just one, it is 10. Yeah. And we're thankful for the information and the knowledge that you're sharing back into the community, because I know it's something that you're very passionate about.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, if it helps just one person, honestly, you know, I mean, you don't get rich doing it.
Sure.
but you get rich in other ways.
Yeah.
And so, thanks.
Well, and I think it goes back to, it is a why, right? It's that community building, it's helping others, and it's sharing the knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really special about the military spouse community.
Yeah, I agree.
So what is your passion behind writing for the military community? I think we know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, again, I think if people can, if one person can benefit from lessons learned,
mm-hmm.
Over time you kind of learn what works and what doesn't work. And sometimes, and obviously things change. I mean, I think you and I had a conversation one time about how things were how challenges evolve,
mm-hmm.
and how, solutions to those challenges also evolve. You know, we were talking about the rise of geobatching, which
mm-hmm.
I thought was really...
Oh, yeah.
40%
of military families this day and age are geobatching. And for those of you who don't know what that term means, that means the spouse is electing, the active duty member is electing to move without
mm-hmm.
the family.
Mm-hmm. That's a really big decision. And it's, I'm happy that it is one that more people are taking advantage of if that's right for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think kind of that's key too. You know,
mm-hmm.
when we talk about the rule book and things like that, you know, it that kind of thing just doesn't matter. What matters is what works for you,
mm-hmm.
what works for your family, and it doesn't have to matter to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of, I think once, you know, if somebody's struggling, I think if they think about that, that helps them get through it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely. And I know financial literacy is one of the key points that you talk a lot about in your writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you hold near and dear to your heart, as well as Karina and I. And that was one of the big foundational pieces that we wanted to empower military families with when it comes to purchasing real estate and
mm-hmm.
selling real estate, because obviously that is one of the mm-hmm. biggest financial decisions a lot of military families make. And so we want to make sure people have the adequate amount of research to mm-hmm. go back to your point to make the best decision for their family.
Mm-hmm.
So military transition is geared towards educating military families about financial literacy, and it not only during active duty, but also it continues on through
mm-hmm.
retirement. So in the book, you talk about focusing on thinking about the bigger financial picture versus the next PCS. And I know this was mm-hmm. something we've talked a lot about, because a lot of military families were just trying to get through that next 2 to 3 years. So why do you think that's important for military families to consider?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's totally important, and I think it's timely right now, because now you, of course, the legacy military retirement system is fading away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that are eligible to take it have taken it or whatever. And now we're left with this thing, the blended retirement system. So this is a good point in time to say, okay, you know, what am I thinking about? You know, the idea of retirement, the word itself in the military has always meant, okay, you know, if you go in the military and you stay 20 years and you get out, or 20 plus years or whatever, you're retired,
mm-hmm.
right? But we need to think, and I think the BRS helps us to think this way, is to expand that definition of retirement and think, okay, what am I going to do even after the military? What's my retirement going to look like then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, gone are the days of employers, be it the almighty Department of Defense or
mm-hmm.
anybody,
mm-hmm.
taking care of you in your old age.
Yeah.
You know, that job's up to you now.
Right.
So that means you have to be educated. You have to understand everything about your dollars and everything about your, you know, your BRS plan, your 401k plans, if you transition out, your TSP, what you
mm-hmm.
do with it. All of those things are really important. And the point I really tried to make with mission transition, managing your career, is to take the time to do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because if you don't, you're going to hurt yourself.
Well, and I think it is really important, and I think a lot of military families are just trying to make it through the next year or the next year, and I think you
mm-hmm.
lose sight of the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
Especially given that we're in constant transition.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in a constant state of, will we move, and what is that next purchase going to look like, and
mm-hmm.
how am I going to transition schools, and then to
mm-hmm.
add on retirement, especially mm-hmm. for young families. It's kind of a foreign concept.
It is, and it seems so far, far away,
mm-hmm.
but take it from me.
Uh-huh.
If you blink, it will happen.
Yes. It was funny. I was just talking yesterday with Miss Audrey, and
mm-hmm.
When I was 19, I started a retirement plan,
yeah.
and I got one of those statements the other day, and I just usually just toss them into the recycle bin or whatnot, and I looked at it, and I was like, wow, That compound interest, it's a real thing.
That's fabulous. See, yeah, they need to listen to you. That's what they need to do.
So if you start young, even if it's something small, it can turn into something significant with time. Mm-hmm. And so that's exciting. What are three things military families need to plan for financially, like right now? What are things that they can do?
Right now? I think you need to think about savings, obviously.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, what happens when the car breaks down? What happens when, you know, the water, you know, the air conditioning, you know, this is Colorado. So what happens when the air conditioner goes out? You know, those are, you know, short and long-term savings, I think, are important. I think it's also important to look at your kids, how many you have. And if you have a GI Bill, that might only transfer so far. Mm-hmm. And college is very expensive. So if it's your goal to help your kids, you know, get their education as best as you can, that is not going to get any cheaper in the future. And now you should save for it. And I also think, you know, that it's important to save for enjoying life too, you know, because it's important to have these processes in place where we're saving and we're thinking of the future and being best prepared for it as we can. But I also think that, you know, you got to enjoy life a little bit too. So I think you need to plan in a little, you know, color me evil, but I think you need to plan in a little fun there.
I love that you talk about that because I think it's easy to get caught up in the life of, okay, I need to save for this, and we got to save for college, and then, you know, we got another move, and then you just don't really enjoy the area that you're in. Mm-hmm. And I think the beautiful thing about military life is that we're only in a place for 3 to 4 years, and there's always something new and exciting to see. Mm-hmm. And so I know I have a short list of things I want to see in Colorado before we even move. Yeah. And so I always encourage families to, it doesn't have to be a Disney cruise or an expensive Hawaii vacation. It can be something as simple as, let's go on a few-day camping trip up in the Colorado Mountains and let's enjoy this beautiful state before we move again.
Exactly. It's important. I mean, you know, people talk, you know, financial experts far more knowledgeable than I talk about rebalancing your portfolio. Well, I think sometimes we have to rebalance our outlook, you know, and what we're doing professionally in our careers, financially for our here and now and for the future. And, you know, just on a personal level, what we're doing, you know, for our families and everything as well.
Yeah. Well, I agree 100%. And especially given that I was recently on a fabulous trip enjoying the Uray and Moab, which is always exciting, and two places I wanted to see while we were here. But I had so many things to talk about. The next thing I want to talk about is Military Life 101. Okay, so this book focuses more on new families, new military spouses, and the basics they need to create a successful military journey. Can you tell me more about that?
And
what a reader could get from reading this book? Because I think there's such an information overload. There's so many ways and places and things and organizations and websites and social media things and all the things where I can get information as a new military spouse, and it's overwhelming.
It's totally overwhelming. I couldn't agree with you more on that. Military Life 101, Basic Training for Military Families, is just that. It's a manual that tells you everything you ever wanted to know and were afraid to ask about the very basics of military life. How do I read my LES? What does this mean? What are our medical benefits? Where do I find out about them? Who can I go to for help? If I'm running tight, if our budget is really tight and we don't have money for groceries, you know, where can I go to get those resources? So I like to think of it as you could read it from cover to cover and be very, very smart. Or you could just have this as a reference guide on your shelf that says, okay, I need to know, what about that table at the formal functions? You know, what is that? You know, what does that mean? And this book explains that. How do I get help when my husband's deployed, or I hear my neighbors are having a hard time over there right now, and I think I need to get her or him some help, you know? So it's a resource guide, and that's what I hope people who are brand new to the military are going to find it useful. People who have been in the service are going to find it useful, and I think particularly service providers who work with especially younger service members and their families will find it helpful as well.
And what I love about it is that there are a lot of resources that help military families. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know about those resources. Mm-hmm. So to have a central guide that isn't as scary as if you type something into Google, I mean, you could spend days reading about all of the organizations and the things, and it, again, it's overwhelming. So to have a guide like this where they can get some basic answers and then get on the right track to getting the resources. And you're right, there are things that help people with mortgage payments if they're behind. There's things that help people with groceries if they need help, because nobody deserves that help like our veterans and our military families, in my opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's right.
So what are some of the three resources that are key for new military families? And then I want us to switch gears and start talking about what you're doing with Mount Carmel, because there's a lot of local resources that military families can tap into, and especially what you're doing with the spouse division there. So what are three resources that military families can tap into that don't typically tap into that are available to them?
Okay. All right. I can think of three. I mean, there are obviously, a whole bunch, but my top three, whatever family center is nearest your military installation, if you have one near you. I think you need to connect there, be that the Army Community Service of your Army, the Airmen and Readiness Center, if you're Air Force, the Fleet and Family Support, or the Work-Life Program. Whatever's your flavor, you should go there.
Okay.
Military OneSource, I think, online is a very accessible and very thorough resource as well. And they're very well connected in. It's a little bit like the Family Center online, but it's not. They're different, and they're both very good. And I might be a little biased, but I think get my book.
Yes, yes, buy Janet's book. We're going to have a link to where you can buy Janet's book online.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We might even do some giveaways on our site, hey.
Absolutely. So, there are tons of resources. But, one that I don't mention, I'm going to throw out a fourth there, is connect with other spouses.
Yes.
Because that you have... no idea the power of that network that you start in one place and how it can stay with you your entire life. And even post-military life, those people are still in your life, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Well, and obviously you always have a home to go visit when you go to Germany.
There you go. There you go. I keep wishing for, my brother to stay in Italy.
Oh, man.
That would be nice, but no.
Summer's in Italy. Yeah. It sounds like a fabulous life of Janet.
That would work for me.
So let's talk about Mount Carmel. Give us an overview of what Mount Carmel does here locally in the Colorado Springs area. And then I want to jump into the spouse division.
Sure.
Because when I first learned about Mount Carmel and all the things that they do, it's pretty amazing. And my first question was, wow, is this just in Colorado? Are you guys going to be everywhere? Because this should be everywhere. I mean, they're that amazing. And what they're doing for local families is fabulous. So I'll be quiet so you can tell us more about what they do. And then maybe you can share some of the stories of families that they've helped.
Yeah. No, the Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center, I am so proud to be affiliated with it because you're right. It absolutely is a very unique organization. Mm-hmm. Under one roof, what you're going to find are an array of services and partner services that veterans, active duty service members, spouses, and family members of any era, and that I think is key, of any era, can take advantage of. To kind of drill it down, we have behavioral health and wellness. We have counseling and life coaching absolutely free of charge for our veterans and their family members. We have a number of educational service representatives on site, because one of the things, when you're trying to advance your career, obviously you want to maintain your marketability, enhance it. And so we have some providers, educational providers that can help with that. We have a number of VA representatives there, a veteran service officer who is just amazing. We have the AW2 Army Wounded Warrior Program represented there. The El Paso County Veterans Service Officer is there. We have supportive services. A big piece of that, we like to think that everybody, life works well for everybody happily ever after, but it doesn't. And when we have veterans and their families that are in crisis, we have an amazing support staff that are very well connected here in the Colorado Springs community and that can get the veteran and their family that the help they need, be that shelter, be that food, or whatever the case is. We have legal services. We have a couple of lawyers and a judge who do some pro bono work. They don't represent veterans in court. They don't address criminal matters, but they do provide advice on civil matters, so that's absolutely a great resource. We have financial services. we have mortgage people.
Hey.
And we have mortgage partners.
Uh-huh.
We have real estate partners.
Uh-huh. We Housing Network.
Plug, plug, plug.
Uh-huh. Shameless plug.
No, no, I get it. And then we have a marvelous, let me get it right, accredited financial planner who can work with anybody at any stage of their life.
That's great.
Looking at their numbers. And these are services that are free, and I can't stress that enough. And these are experts in their field. And I've kind of passed over this because, you know, in my world, I feel like I'm saving the best for last, right?
Yes.
Career in transition.
Yes.
This is where the magic happens at Mount Carmel, in my view.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a little partial. Obviously, it happens everywhere. At Mount Carmel, one of the things that we do is we help veterans and their spouses of all eras currently transitioning, about to transitioning up to 2 years after, veterans of all eras, and then most recently, the program that we started is called the Mill Spouse Career Program.
Yes.
And that's something I'm excited to briefly share is that, you know, we help military spouses, again, of all eras. So you need a job, you want a job, you want a better job, you just want to get back into the workforce. You have to get back into the workforce mm-hmm. for whatever life reason has thrown at you. You know, we're there to help you.
Well, and I want to dive deep into that because mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of resources, and I didn't even know about all the resources mm-hmm. that are available to military spouses.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start on the top, and then I'm going to dive into some of the things that I know that you guys are doing and some of the other local organizations even here in town, which every week when I go to a different local event, I learn about some new thing that mm-hmm. is helping military spouses. Mm-hmm. So on the high level, what are some of the things that military spouses can get assistance with? And I know mm-hmm. you talked about if you're trying to just figure out what mm-hmm. it is that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
or if you want resume writing mm-hmm. or all of these things, they can come to you guys and get free resources.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. We provide one-on-one career counseling. We are hosting some workshops this summer. One we have coming up on the 26th of June is going to be making your dollars stretch while you're in the job search. You know, we all know that, you know, military spouses, sometimes it's a two-income family, and when that two-income goes down to one income, that can be kind of tight, especially in, you know, we're not the lowest cost area around.
Yeah.
So how can you stretch your dollars? And it turns out that on staff we have an amazing coupon queen who is going to show you how to do that. And in the next month we also have a, you know, understanding what you want to be when you grow up workshop pretty much. You know, basically.
We're still trying to figure that out.
Are we all? We're going to be doing, it's called a career personality inventory.
Okay.
It's a very short, brief instrument that spouses can fill out. And this can kind of, I mean, this is truly the workshop if you really don't know what you want to do, or if you're really looking for a career change and you just want a little, you know, point me in that direction so I can do some more research type stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we're going to do, too. And we're going to, you know, obviously have a, you know, the stock resume class. But we're going to try, you know, you mentioned that here in the Colorado Springs community, and I agree with this, there are so many marvelous resources.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the family centers. We have mm-hmm. you know, other nonprofits. We have, you know, and what our goal with this program is not to necessarily replicate all the stuff that's out there, but to augment it. I mean, mm-hmm. there might be some duplication. But for the most part, we want to enhance what we have so that we just continue to offer together with our partners and others here in the community, you know, the best resources that we can for military spouses.
Well, and I love that. And I think, you know, so I most recently met with the Workforce Center, which mm-hmm. I know you guys do
love
a lot
them.
Of work with.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about something specific with them because this mm-hmm. was something new that I learned for military spouses.
Okay.
So military spouses can get assistance for accreditations
mm-hmm.
If they are considered displaced.
Right.
So tell me more about that and how a military mm-hmm. spouse, like what constitutes a displaced person mm-hmm. and what can they do? What kind mm-hmm. of assistance can they get through this program?
Sure. Well, you know, when you PCS because of your spouse and you elect to not geobadge and go with your spouse, you're considered displaced. Mm-hmm. If you were employed in your other job and now you're not employed, you're starting all over. If you're, you know, not lucky enough to work with an employer that transferred your job with you.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I encourage my clients who are in that situation to do is to absolutely visit the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. An amazing place. One of our, you know, definitely a valued partner of Mount Carmel's. There is a program, WIOA, they a workforce. I'm going to not get this right. I'm sorry, Pikes Peak Workforce Center. But you got to go there.
Uh-huh.
Just to go ask about WIOA Veterans Funding.
Okay.
There is a wonderful point of contact there. If anybody's interested, they can let me know and I'll connect you with her. She's fabulous. And spouses, for example, you know, if you need to get recertification for something, mm-hmm. you know, I have a client who is a masseuse and certified, licensed in one state, wants to get licensed here. You know, I'm thinking that perhaps the Workforce Center may, I'm not speaking on their behalf or anything, but given the right eligibilities, they might be able to assist with certification costs.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think this is something that I obviously wanted to touch on because not a lot of military spouses know about. Mm-hmm. And the Workforce Center is in most cities and states.
It is. It is. Here it's located on Garden of the Gods Road, the big one. Mm-hmm. But there is actually at Mount Carmel, there's also a satellite office to the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Great.
Right next door to the office where my desk sits, and it's staffed on Tuesdays. So if it's more convenient for you to come to the Mount Carmel Pikes Peak Workforce Office, please, you know, certainly do that.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then you can learn about all the other resources and things available to you when you right. visit the center, which is awesome.
For sure.
So I can't harp on it enough. Get connected, get connected with the right people so that they can guide you, because there's absolutely help and assistance for your career. Mm-hmm. And it's available to you locally and nationally. Mm-hmm. So I think that's awesome that you're doing that. So tell me more about the Spouse Career Division and any mm-hmm. major points that you want to communicate yeah. so that local military spouses can mm-hmm. get connected, and how mm-hmm. do they do that? Mm-hmm. And aside from the workshops, what are some of the other things that they can get connected with?
Right. Well, we're certainly going to be doing some industry spotlight days.
Okay.
I want to do one on
real estate. Would love to.
We're going to look at the calendar, pick uh-huh. a day. But we're also going to highlight other industries as well, just because sometimes, you know, talking to somebody who works in it gives a spouse a better idea of whether that's something that they're interested in or not. It also increases, you know, their own network right there. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be doing that. We're going to be partnering with job fairs. We're going to, be doing lots of things in the coming future. So, you know, get connected. Reach out to me at Mount Carmel. We're located online at veteranscenter.org. You can... find us on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, you know, there's all kinds of...
all the places.
All the usual suspects. We're there. Just Google us.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So I can't thank you enough, Janet, for being one of our guests today. Is there anything else you want to add so that our listeners can get connected? I know you shared the website. We're going to have it in the show notes so that folks mm-hmm. listening can get connected with you. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share? How do they get the books?
Major online booksellers, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay.
Direct through publishers, or you can shoot me an email and I can send you some, send you some links.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then we'll have all of the links to Janet's books also in the show notes, because we want to make sure that folks have the availability to get those resources. So, Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's always so nice to see you.
See, Janet's just awesome. She can follow me around anywhere. I love it. So it's been a pleasure. And if you'd like to connect with Janet to learn more about military spouse employment opportunities, to download or to purchase one of her books, we're going to have all of that in the show notes. So you can go to MIL housingnetwork.com, click on podcast, and look for Janet's episode. And while you're on the podcast page, take a moment to browse some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors, or fill out a form to become a guest just like the amazing Janet that was on our show today. Don't forget to sign up for our weekly podcast alerts and visit us in iTunes, because we are now on iTunes, my friends. Okay, so until next time, Janet, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And Mill Housing Nation listeners, stay tuned for another amazing episode. So bye for now, folks.